The South African Committee of Health Sciences Deans is on a long list of organizations that want citizens to, in effect, be forced to take the jab. Chairman Professor Tiaan de Jager says there's enough scientific evidence to prove the vaccines are safe and effective. He says the state should start with mandatory vaccinations in any and all healthcare facilities.
It is critical to get students, doctors, any staff working in a health setting vaccinated to make sure that we not putting the patients at risk or anybody in any environment.
Calls such as the Jager's come on the back of research by one of South Africa's biggest public hospitals, Groote Schuur in Cape Town. Operations Chief for the Health Department, Dr. Sadiq Karim, says the study concentrated on patients admitted with serious COVID-19.
On the day that they did the survey, of the 156 people admitted to Groote Schuur Hospital with COVID, in fact, they found that 153 people were unvaccinated. Of those who were admitted into the intensive care, of the 66, they found that all of them were in fact unvaccinated. Of the 32 people on ventilators, all of them were again unvaccinated. So I think it sends a really important, really powerful message.
But the anti-vaxxers have dismissed the study as lies and continue to encourage people not to take vaccines. Their reasons for doing so include that COVID-19 is a hoax designed to enrich pharmaceutical companies and that vaccines make people infertile. The anti-vaxxer movement is particularly strong in the Western Cape province, where Karim is based.
I mean, as medical practitioners, we are obviously equally frustrated in the province that people just don't listen to the science of it, that they believe all kinds of conspiracy theories, and a lot of that misinformation can be combated, and that's why the colleagues from Groote Schuur Hospital, in fact, put out that graphic that so visibly displays to people and proves to people what the benefits of vaccination are.
De Jager says those refusing to be immunized have no excuse for their stance because it's not based on scientific evidence and is extremely selfish.
We need to do the responsible thing. If you're not vaccinated and you go to the doctors, obviously you're at higher risk and the chances are much bigger to expose everybody within that practice. And it is basically a measurement to protect other patients as well as the doctor and the healthcare workers working in that facility.
But Karim says the anti-vaxxers won't listen to doctors like him and De Jager because they consider them to be part of the so-called conspiracy. So his department is trying to overcome vaccine hesitancy in other ways.
Whether they be community leaders or whether they be religious leaders, we've been using trusted voices to try and get the scientific message across to people, because it's quite clear that as medical practitioners, we are not having the impact that we would have desired and wanted to have.
The government says at this stage it won't force anyone to take the jab, and it remains the right of every citizen to choose whether to be vaccinated. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.